I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Tuesday, February 20, 2024. Stocks in Asia traded mostly lower on Tuesday, with Chinese equities down as a reduction in the country's mortgage reference rate failed to uplift the gloomy sentiment, while Japanese shares reversed earlier gains. U.S. futures also lower after Wall Street was shut on Monday for the President's Day holiday. Here at home, the PSE index bounced back after Monday's technical sell-off, gaining 0.8% to close at 68.54.
We might experience a deeper correction for worst-case scenario because the rally has been stretched out already, and we are expecting the correction for the past week, but it did not happen. If the bull were really strong enough, I think we might hold the 6,800 level.
In corporate stories, Ayala Land delivered a robust 32% growth in 2023 full-year bottom line at 24.5 billion pesos thanks to robust property demand and heightened consumer activity. Property development saw revenue expand 14% to 92 billion, while reservation sales were up 9% to nearly 114 billion. In a year when Ayala Land launched a total of 4 new estates and 25 projects valued at 76 billion pesos. As for leasing and hospitality, revenues jumped 25% to nearly 42 billion due to improved occupancy and rents. Top line from shopping centers up 31%, while office leasing was up 6%. The Ayala-led developer plans to up CapEx to 100 billion this year from 86 last year. Meanwhile, Ayala Land REIT vehicle A-REIT reports full-year 2023 net income jumped 43% to 4.9 billion pesos as revenue grew 41% on account of stable operations and consistent asset infusions. These include 1 Ayala Avenue East and West Towers at the corner of Ayala Avenue and EDSA, Glorieta 1 and 2 Mall, and BPO buildings at Ayala Center and Marquee Mall in Angeles, Pampanga. In all, A-REIT's properties recorded a 97% average occupancy at the end of the year, higher than the industry. A-REIT also declared dividends of 55 centavos per share, bringing annual dividend per share to 2 pesos 15 centavos for 2023, an 8.6% increase from 2022 figures. In other news, Cebu Pacific signs a memorandum of understanding with Pratt & Whitney for the purchase of engines for 15 narrow-body jets for the A320-321 family of aircraft. Deliveries will begin in 2025 and will help secure the Gokongwei-led carrier's growth up to 2027. Meanwhile, amid criticism against San Miguel's winning bid for the 170 billion peso contract for the Naia Rehabilitation Project about its promise to give the government an 82% revenue share, BDO Capital, a loan arranger assisting the group, says the numbers look doable.
Almost 40% of the revenues of the airport are passenger. Remember, and of that passenger, that's 100% for whoever the winning bid will be. So even if San Miguel is giving 82% of the non-passenger, they still get 100% of the passenger revenues. All increases have to be cleared with the government, but that's very sound. Even with the single-digit growth of passenger traffic, the financing is doable. I've seen the detailed model, and I think it's not suntok sa buwan. So, because of course, from our perspective, we would be left holding the bag. I don't want you to see me in a few years being there in the gates and welcoming everybody. This is not a greenfield project. This is a brownfield project because there's existing operations already.
And finally, the SM Group's Goldilocks Bake Shop plans to open 60 new stores this year, more than the 41 they opened last year, with a focus on emerging centers in Visayas and Mindanao. It ended 2023 with 926 stores nationwide. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.